Hi everyone. I'm recording my second blog post that I've written since I decided to start doing this. So the title of this one is It Starts When We're Young, Reflections on Motherhood and Community. So recently I read this wonderful blog post linked, which is quite old, pre-pandemic, on the lack of villages in modern motherhood, and I deeply felt every word of it. While it's tempting to blame individuals in my life who haven't shown up for me when I needed them, especially as a mother, it's not the fault of any one or two people. It's cultural attitudes towards kids, parenting, and motherhood on the whole, and it starts when we're young. So for me, it started when I learned basic sex ed and hit puberty when I was about 11. Getting pregnant as a teenager was basically my worst fear, although there was zero chance of it given that I didn't even talk to boys at the time, and I had so many nightmares about pregnancy. The shame, the feeling of betrayal by your body's fertility, the idea of childbirth, horrifying, the perspective on children as burdens that prevent you from living your best life. Our youth culture is saturated in fear surrounding all things motherhood and children. And this could be an entire blog post on its own, but not for today. Which then progresses into attitudes of early 20-somethings, at least those who share my cultural background, which is mostly, why the heck would I choose to get pregnant at 23 when I just married, gotten a nonprofit job, and we finally have the financial abilities to live our best lives, travel, and be spontaneous? Honestly, I think and know many people in my life thought that it was an accident, but rest assured, I know how pregnancy happens. And then the general postmodern attitude that if you choose to become a mother, you earned it. So whatever crap comes your way, it was your choice, so you just have to deal and no one should even want to help you. I mean, we could say the same of going to college, graduate school, or any stressful job. Those people choose their struggles too, and yet that doesn't seem to discourage empathy. But then there's what our culture says about women once they become mothers, about their value to society, their bodies, their womanliness. There are so many layers to this, and I have held every single one of those perspectives, those negative perspectives myself at various times. The intense fear of pregnancy, the view that young moms are throwing away their lives, the what the heck am I doing when I got pregnant, the fear that I had lost my youth postpartum, and that's why I bring them up. Because they've coexisted and still coexist to an extent alongside my ever-developing positive views on children and motherhood. And then there's capitalism and the holding up of the nuclear family as a traditional value, which it's not if you know anything about traditional cultures, and more women in the workforce and the low to no parental leave and just so many logistic factors that influence our family planning and views of children along with these cultural attitudes. They feed into one another and the entire system is built in direct opposition to traditional primal views on parenting children and mothers. So there's a fairly famous book in the fertility world called It Starts with the Egg, which is about optimizing egg quality to maximize chances of a healthy pregnancy. And I think there should be a corresponding book for new moms called It Starts with the Pad, about how women have been conditioned from a young age to fear their fertility and childbearing abilities and to shy away from indulging their maternal instincts. And while all of this doesn't excuse people for not showing up for their pregnant or new mom friends, or even new dad friends when they need it, I think it does beg forgiveness because, you know what, I was also guilty of it before I had kids. When I gained younger family members as a teenager, or even as a child, I had no desire to hold those babies, to learn how to support postpartum women who were new moms, or to see them as just having undergone an incredible transformation. I was just uncomfortable with everything surrounding childbirth, pregnancy, and motherhood. I was not empathetic. And I think that we need to teach girls and women to care for each other throughout all of life stages, to look forward to preparing for and moving through those stages themselves, and to be the village to each other. It starts when we're young, and it needs to change.